There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And getting all excited, kind of cooking up something fun here on the fly to give away some more Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion tickets. So all I can tell you there is stay tuned, okay? A lot of you called yesterday, and we're going to be out there on Friday. That'll be fun. Tioga on Thursday for another of our top 10 broadcasts. Tioga is one of our top 10 towns. We're excited. Be there to tell you more about that on Thursday on the program. Should be lots of fun. Lots of fun, that's for sure. The road for a new round of broadcast, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? And for that, we're very appreciative of you, this wonderful audience that makes up What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. You doing okay, Todd? Did you have a nice little break there during the news? Get something done, or just working like a slave?
Working.
Yeah. Okay.
Trust me.
Working. Yeah.
Screaming at people who can fire me.
That's a little, could be hazardous to your health, right?
You may be running energy matters yourself today. Who knows?
Tom just sent a text that what you were talking about last hour, that Waters of the U.S. deal, that is simply seizure of private property without changing the name on the deed. I don't disagree, and I hope Tom is among those that is going to work. You know, going to work on making a difference and taking that on. I hope you do. What else do we have in the way of texts still left over here? We have lots of folks weighing in on all kinds of topics and some emails as well. Lance says forgiveness of sin can only come from God. The Pope and priests are only men and have no power to forgive sin. God is accessible anywhere and at any time. He's available to listen. Asking forgiveness is available to all Christians and is nothing new. The Pope and priests cannot absolve sin. Well, we're going to save that one for the bishops, but I don't think a priest would tell you anything different, right? They're saying they are facilitating that forgiveness from a higher power through a very important sacrament. So, not sure we're saying anything too different there. Don't know. I appreciate that you're listening. That was an email. And what else we got? Another one. We actually have a email that says, please congratulate Bishop Fulda on the new Trinity Elementary School in West Fargo. I'm helping with the after-school program, and last night I had over 45 kids plus another 15 or so that weren't there. Thus far, it's a rousing success. Trinity Elementary School in West Fargo, first new Catholic school built in a long time, decades, in fact, in the Fargo Diocese. So that's what he's talking about there. We'll pass that on to Bishop Fulda. Thank you for that. So lots of good feedback. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline during the show at 800-228-0550, 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us while we're on the air, live and direct. Later this hour, Vince Webker is going to join us. Vince is the owner of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks, new sponsor of the program. We'll meet him coming up later on. And we have now connected with our special guest today on the program, the Bishop.
Hey, you told me to do that.
Very reverend. Thank you for that, Todd. Yes. The Bishop of the Fargo Diocese, Bishop John Fulda, is here. Bishop Fulda, nice to have you. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
And we're glad to have you. And Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese joins us as well. Bishop Kagan, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on today with Bishop Fulda.
Yeah, we thought this would, we like making history here on the radio. So first time on the statewide program, we've had both of you on together. We thought that'd be kind of fun, and we appreciate you joining us and talking a little bit about a couple of things in the news. First among them, the visit of Pope Francis, who will be in the United States later this month. I'd like you both to talk a little bit about what this will mean and if you're seeing any kind of a Francis effect, as I've heard others describe. Bishop Fuld, do you want to start?
Well, it certainly is exciting to look forward to the visit of Pope Francis to the United States. Of course, it's not only his first visit as Pope, but it's his first visit as all. As I understand it, he's never been to the United States before, so we're looking forward to welcoming him in a big way. As far as a Francis effect, I know that's been talked about in some areas. I would say that Francis has kind of, you might say, taken the world by storm and certainly has captured the imagination and the attention of the world and of our own people as well. I have people all the time tell me how much they admire him, how much they're taken with his manner of leading the church, and even non-Catholics have told me how much they not only admire but love him. I had one non-Catholic say, he's my Pope too. So I think that's certainly what you could call a Francis effect, and it's gratifying to hear.
Sure is. Bishop Kagan, how about you?
Well, I certainly would echo what Bishop Fulda said, and from what I receive from both Catholics and non-Catholics out here in the western end of our state is very much the same. And one thing that so many keep talking to me about is our Holy Father's almost daily calling of Catholics to have that greater and greater missionary spirit and zeal for not just increasing their own faith and living it from day to day, you know, whatever their circumstances, but to be courageous about, you know, speaking of Jesus, speaking of the church to others. And as I said, I've heard this, and people are pleasantly, in a certain sense, disarmed with the Holy Father's calling for this kind of missionary zeal. And, you know, he's right. The church from the beginning was missionary. Jesus sent his apostles into the world to bring him to the world. And so, again, as Bishop Fulda said, I suppose you could call it, you can call it many things, but if that's the Francis effect, that's an excellent effect to be having, not just on the Catholic Church in the United States and around the world, but on the world itself.
Bishop Fulda, I was with Speaker John Boehner on a recent visit to North Dakota, and he was very proud of the fact that he had been successful in arranging a address by Pope Francis to a joint session of Congress. Very historic. That'll happen as well that week. And he said he had many members, including Catholics, that were concerned about what the Pope was going to say, and that whether he'd wade into, you know, something on climate change or something controversial. And Speaker Boehner said, he's the Pope. I mean, it doesn't matter what he says. If he could say anything he wants, and I'm certainly not going to tell him what to say. What do you expect him to say? What do you think the theme of his trip to the United States will be?
Well, you know, Scott, I think there's a number of issues that the Pope will probably touch on, and I think we're all interested to know exactly that. You know, we don't have any sort of advance notice on what his topics are going to be, or at least not yet. But I think one theme that he talks about wherever he goes, that is just the need to be missionary disciples. That's the point that I think Bishop Kagan was mentioning. I think that's going to be a theme that he brings out throughout his visit here, just encouraging our Catholic people and really all believers in Christ to be missionary disciples, to get out there and to live the faith, to witness the faith, to share the faith with others, and to do so in a joyful manner. You know, I don't know if he'll talk about that in Congress, probably not, but I think that's going to be a theme of this visit. I also think we can expect him to speak about the need for care for the poor. I mean, that too is just a constant refrain of Pope Francis wherever he goes. And in an affluent society like our own, you know, the arguably the wealthiest and most powerful nation in the world, I think it would be surprising if he didn't draw our attention to that very issue. I think, you know, he's going to challenge the conscience of our nation, or at least I'm expecting that he will, and really urge us to renew our commitment to the care of those who are in need, not only in our own country, but around the world. And we have a great history of doing that. I don't think that we have to be ashamed of that. But the Pope is not one to let us be complacent. He's constantly challenging us to go further in our following of Christ. And he's said that the church itself needs to be attentive to the poor and must have this strong emphasis, even a preferential care for the poor. So I think that's another theme that we're going to hear the Pope talk about while he's here.
Look forward to it. Hanging on every word of these two wise men who are... We're very blessed to have them leading the Catholic faithful in the great state of North Dakota. Bishop David Kagan, Bishop John Fulda. More of our conversation after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU Soybean Cyst Nematode Field Days this September. Soybean Cyst Nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean Cyst Nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Good friends at Valley Imports would love for you to go online right now and do a little browsing at valleyimports.com, or better yet, stop and see them. They are a premier automobile dealer. They're located in Fargo, but obviously serve a big chunk of North Dakota, up in Canada, parts of South Dakota, Minnesota. The Mercedes dealer for all of North Dakota, for instance, Audi dealer as well as Porsche. They have Mitsubishi and Volkswagen models as well. And if you take a moment and browse their online inventory, you'll find a vehicle you'll like. Schedule a test drive, stop and see them, or, again, go online, valleyimports.com. Toll-free telephone number is 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843. Those Mercedes are unbelievable. I drove a GL550 here recently for the good folks at Valley Imports. Took it out west, and, well, all of them. I mean, the GLs, the MLs, and the SUVs, but there's the CE and S-Class, the Coupe, convertible. These things are really amazing vehicles, and they do a great job of servicing them as well as giving you a great deal. So go to valleyimports.com. Don't see the model you want. They'll find it for you. And tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get, you ready for this? Free maintenance for 2 years. That's right. It's called the 2-year 20,000-star service that you'll get. And it'll save you some big money. So check that out at Valley Imports. 21 past the hour. Continuing our conversation now with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese, Bishop John Fold of the Fargo Diocese. Bishop Kagan, before we move on from the visit of Pope Francis, I do just want to ask about something that's in the news today. Pope Francis has another Francis effect, and it is on the media. They enjoy reporting on him a lot, but I often notice context is missing, and, you know, there's one little sliver of something he says, and it really is quite an exercise trying to follow the mainstream media coverage of Pope Francis. But today, there is a headline out that says Pope Francis is granting priests the authority to forgive abortion if women are contrite. And when I read that, I thought, well, that's not really new. I'm glad we're talking about it because that mercy is obviously there in the sacrament of reconciliation, confession, very important part of the Catholic faith. So it's good we're talking about it, but is there anything new here?
No, not really, Scott. As the Holy Father is the what the Church calls the supreme legislator for the whole Church, the Holy Father can certainly grant that favor to every priest. If the priest does not already possess from his own bishop that grant of the faculty to do that. I know for both Bishop Fulda and me, our priests in both dioceses have that faculty, but not that doesn't extend to priests beyond our dioceses. But you were correct. That's really nothing new. The Holy Father, who is called for the Holy Year of Mercy, grants that to every priest throughout the entire world for that entire time if he already didn't possess that faculty or that grant from his own bishop to do that. And of course, it refers to any person who has incurred that grievous sin through procuring an abortion. That has to be confessed in the sacrament of reconciliation. It's not just a priest can't get up on Sunday and just announce everybody who's ever had an abortion is forgiven. It has to be done in the sacrament of reconciliation.
When we were talking about this story earlier, an emailer sent a note that I would like Bishop Fulda, maybe you want to take this one, to address. It says, forgiveness of sin can only come from God. The Pope and the priests are only men and have no power to forgive sin. God is accessible anywhere and at any time. He is available to listen. Asking for forgiveness is available to all Christians and is nothing new. The Pope and priests cannot absolve sin. That one comes from Lance, as an opinion. Your response, Bishop Fulda?
Well, certainly forgiveness is from God. There's no disagreement there. We all know that that's true. However, we also read in the gospel that Jesus granted this power to forgive sins to his apostles and to the church. You know, in the gospel of John, Jesus says, whose sins you forgiven, whose sins you forgive, they're forgiven. Whose sins you hold bound are held bound. So, you know, I think it's pretty obvious from the gospel itself that Jesus shares with the church, and specifically with priests and bishops who are successors of the apostles, this power to forgive, his own power. I, as a man, have no divine power to forgive the sins of another, but I, as a priest and as a bishop, I participate in that authority to forgive sins that Christ has given to all those who share in his ministry. So I think it's pretty obvious from our Lord's own words that he gives this power to the church. And so that's what's being exercised in the sacrament of reconciliation.
Bishop Kagan, I want to ask you, speaking of this sensitive topic of abortion, a lot of our listeners have been very outraged about the undercover videos that have been exposed from Planned Parenthood. And they more than anything, they want something done about it, right? I mean, whether it's
right.
The defunding of Planned Parenthood in Congress or whatever. Knowing what we know now, what would the church like to see happen as a result of Planned Parenthood? Bishop Kagan, you want to start on that one?
Well, I've watched the videos, and believe me, each successive video is more sickening and disgusting than the one before. But to your point, I think it goes beyond just defunding Planned Parenthood. They'll make their money some other way. I think what the church would like to see and has been actively praying for and working for is a fundamental change of heart, a conversion of heart of our legislators, of all people of goodwill, that we turn away from this egregious and grievous sin of killing innocent children where they should be the safest under their mother's hearts in a womb, and come back to a true respect for all human life created by God and from its first moment of conception to natural death. But whatever can be done to continue to limit, and we hope and pray that abortion will be eliminated as just a, you know, kind of a fail-safe type of contraception. That's what we fervently hope and pray for. But I think there's something beyond that, even just stopping it. We have to work and pray for a true conversion of mind and heart in a respect for the inherent dignity of every person.
And hopefully, you know, my thought here is hopefully this can shock the senses enough and awaken
shocking.
Some
people. Yeah, it is repulsive. I can't think of an adjective to describe this adequately.
Yeah.
It took me like 2 weeks. I couldn't watch some of those things. I had to turn off and go back to. It was so sickening.
No, I'm with you. I
haven't
watched all of them. You're exactly right. Hold tight, if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Give Bishop Fulda a chance to weigh in, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
I have an Anarcho steel building, and I want to say that Alan and Ed are good, honest, hardworking people. I listen to their ideas and suggestions, and I'm glad we did. They come to the site and check on their crews. They're really on top of everything. The building they put up for us is solid, and it will last us for years.
Call Anarcho for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Every once in a while, we go on a tour to find the best places to work in North Dakota. Our first stop ever was MBI Energy Services. We actually stopped at their Belfield headquarters, not far from Medora off I-94 there. And, of course, we've been to a number of their locations since. I see an hour ago they posted a position for a workover relief operator at MBI in Watford City, their headquarters there. And also looking for a hot oil truck operator at their Dickinson location, posted that one yesterday. Great company. Great jobs, great benefits, great people, great work atmosphere. It is fantastic. It really is. In fact, there's a story on their Facebook page about Corey Brown and his wife, Belle. They moved from their hometown of Michigan to Watford City and now absolutely love the local treasures of North Dakota. A great little video, part of the Voices of Watford, up at their MBI Energy Services page right now on Facebook. Of them traipsing through the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. I would argue the best view in North Dakota is right there. MBI Energy Services, great place to work. Find out more at MBIEnergyServices.com or check out their Facebook page. All right, one final opportunity here to chat with our guest, Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese, Bishop John Fold of the Fargo Diocese. The Catholic Church today, interesting, talking about the news headlines. So before the break, we were talking about Planned Parenthood and what to do about it. And Bishop Fulda, I'd like to ask you, first of all, why don't more people care? Why don't you think there's just, to me, I'm a little frustrated by the lack of universal outrage over this, given everything that Bishop Kagan described very well. Are you?
Well, I am. I'm absolutely frustrated. I think that... it's an indication that we've just become so used to this reality in our lives that it's we kind of have a blasé attitude towards it. You know, granted, there are some people who are raising the roof about it, and they should, and we all should. But it's sad, isn't it, that we've become so accustomed to this culture of death that we live in that when we're made aware of this sort of trafficking in body parts of unborn infants, we're just sort of untouched by it. And I think that's really a sign that we need a conversion of heart. Our nation really needs to wake up to this culture of death that's got its grip on us. And we need to, I think, be more attuned to the reality, the fragility of life, and the sacredness of life. And that I think, is the message that screams out from these Planned Parenthood videos. Life is just regarded as nothing important. These babies are looked upon as merchandise. And I think that's the most tragic thing of all, that our hearts have become so hardened to this that we're able to kind of look at it and not be upset about it. I just have been astonished at the reaction of some public figures, both in politics and media and other areas as well, who are justifying this and, you know, saying that this is no big deal. Well, of course it's a big deal. Anytime you're talking about dismembering a baby and selling its parts, it certainly is a big deal. And I think it's up to people who recognize that to bring it to the awareness of our neighbors and friends.
In June, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that gay marriage is a right protected by the U.S. Constitution in all 50 states. What has the impact of that decision been on the church in North Dakota thus far? Bishop Kagan, you want to take that first?
Well, the impact on the church, of course, both Bishop Fulda and I, along with every other bishop in the United States, came out very clearly and forcefully rejecting the decision. It's not based in anything reasonable, and it's a shame because it seems that five Supreme Court justices have allowed a very vocal minority, but a very virulent type of ideology to govern right reason in their regard. And so they very blithely, it seems, rejected approximately 5,000 years of human history. And if there's one thing that united humanity across the globe and across the millennia was the right understanding of what a real marriage is between one man and one woman, and how they can simply, with a stroke of a pen, change all that is mind-boggling, but they did it. And the repercussions perhaps aren't being felt immediately, but they will be coming soon enough, and it'll extend far beyond what the so-called same-sex marriage right is. It'll extend to every aspect of society and culture, and we have those five people to thank for it. And as Bishop Fulda said regarding the Planned Parenthood slaughter of children, our nation has been coarsened against anything that's objectively true and morally good. And it's not too late. I mean, we can certainly, through prayer and good works, change the direction we're headed in, but we need people of resolve and goodwill to do that.
Bishop Fulda, I often hear from non-Catholics, references to the Catholic Church of, you know, disliking gays and stronger language than that, and that being proven by their opposition to this decision, right? That means you don't like the person. You disagree with the lifestyle, therefore you hate that individual. Can you, for the audience, explain the Church's teaching on same-sex attraction and ultimately its opposition to gay marriage?
Well, I'll try. I think that first it has to be stated up front that the Church doesn't hate or dislike people who describe themselves as gay or who struggle with same-sex attraction. The Church doesn't hate anybody. The Church embraces all people, and every one of us, you know, struggles with temptation and sin. So there's no question about the Church's love for every person. However, the Church also says that sin is a reality, and it has to be challenged. It has to be rejected. In regards to people with same-sex attraction, the Church acknowledges that this is a reality for a not insignificant number of people. And the Church really recognizes that it's a struggle. It's not an easy thing to have this as part of one's life, and And so we do our best to support those who struggle with that. It's a disordered attraction, really, but it's the activity, it's the action, acting out on that attraction that is contrary to the Christian faith. It's contrary to what you find in the scriptures and also in the constant tradition of the church. Just struggling with the attraction, with the orientation itself is not a sin. Every one of us struggles with some sort of temptation towards some kind of sins or wrongdoing, but to act on those things is when sin actually comes into effect, and that's the case here too. So rather than saying we hate gays or hate people with same-sex attraction, no, we love them, and we want to do everything we can to be supportive, but on the other hand, we can't give approval to a lifestyle that's contrary to the moral teachings of Christ and the church. So, you know, when it comes to homosexual activity, same-sex activity, sexual activity, then that's when the church has to speak out and say, no, this is not consistent with what we believe and with what our faith teaches us.
Public opinion is obviously changing on this significantly over the years. Bishop Kagan, does that mean the church will at some point change on the issue?
No, it won't. This goes to the divine law itself, the application and of the sixth commandment of God. So the church isn't qualified to change God's law, and that's where what we believe and teach and practice, that's where it stems from. So public opinion changes about a lot of things, but the church, thanks be to God, has the guarantee of the truth from Christ himself through God the Holy Spirit. And so the church isn't, you know, limited by preferences of majorities or minorities. Our belief is based in something beyond us and beyond our creation. And so, no, even though public opinion might change, the church's teaching in this regard won't change.
Last quick question, and we'll let you go. There's a story you probably heard about down in Kentucky with an auditor at a county there who said, I'm not going to issue marriage licenses because I can't in good conscience do this. And she's in a bit of a showdown with the law. But a similar situation in Dickinson, where the county commissioners there at Sarah County accommodated the auditor and said, we understand, we'll have somebody else do that. Bishop Fold, real quickly, what would you counsel someone in your flock about this if they just said, I can't do this? I mean, are they right to stand up and say, I can't do this?
Absolutely. I think absolutely they're right to resist this imposition on their conscience. You know, it's claimed that this is the law and so we have to abide by it, but there's a higher law and that's God's law. And so our people have every right to stand up for what they know is true and has always been true. The Supreme Court has a certain legal authority, but we also have rights. And I think it's right for people of our state and really people everywhere to acknowledge what marriage really is and to stand up for that truth and to resist the imposition of an untruth, an illegitimate law upon them. So, yeah, I mean, I would say more power to this individual that you're reporting on, and I wish many others would do the same thing because this has just been thrust on us.
Gentlemen, thank you for the time today. Fascinating half hour, and great to visit with you. Hope folks enjoyed it as much as I did. Take care. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Scott, very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Grow, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home, ndfb.org. We have Katie, a farmer from Underwood, sharing her thoughts about becoming an agriculture spokeswoman. Katie.
Becoming a spokesperson for agriculture is simply about sharing what you do and why you do it. It isn't about being a national expert, just an expert about your own farm, ranch, or business. Information is constantly flying at us. And as farmers and ranchers, we need to make sure that it's our stories, photos, and experiences that are included. If we don't tell our story, guess what? Somebody will certainly do it for us. Being a spokesperson also allows one to connect with other people, be a resource, answer questions, and direct people to reliable information. A spokesperson shares, listens, and encourages conversation. This is what I do each day, and I encourage you to be a spokesperson too.
Thanks, Katie. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. I thought Ron and Bismarck was there. Where did Ron and Bismarck go? Ron and Bismarck, one day, he actually called in the tail end of the interview, wanted to ask the bishops a question, and we didn't have enough time, but I said, I'm happy to take his question right after the break, and he was there a second ago, and he must have gotten busy. So, when you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, two ways for you to share your opinion. All right, you press 1 to leave a message, you press 2 to chat with us live on the air. So you can always do that anytime. That's a good way to quickly get in there, okay, at 800-228-0550-71-258-0550-studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We had a text, too, that said, Bishop Kagan, do you think the Catholic Church has a bigger role to play in the Boy Scouts? Nathaniel and Bismarck. We didn't talk about the Boy Scout situation today, mostly, I guess, because that issue's been so played out in the news. Bishop Kagan was a Boy Scout. He was a Boy Scout. I mean, he has great reverence. What he saw in that decision was a legal threat to the church. So that was more about saying, well, because of the decision, now we've got to go that route. It's very sad. Very, you know. And again, I think a prime example of people who were trying to push an agenda via the Boy Scouts, could care less about the Boy Scouts. They wanted an agenda. You will allow gay scout leaders. You will. You know, you'll do what we say or else. We'll sue you. Right? So they sue and they ultimately win. And what happens? In this case, less opportunities for Boy Scouts to be part of a parish in the Bismarck Diocese. Right? Bishop Holda handled it a little differently. Specifically, going to the selection of the leaders and how important that is to make sure they match what the church stands for. He basically was saying the same thing, just doing it a little differently. But all of that was pushed by folks that just want to ram an agenda down your throat, is all that is. Don't care about Boy Scouts. Anyway, so that's why we didn't talk about the Boy Scout issue, because the Pope was coming and we were trying to talk about things that were in the news, and even Pope Francis cooperated, Todd, didn't he, to allow us to have the bishops talk about some things right there in the news. So,
yeah.
Vince Webker, who is going to join us from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, got tied up with a customer. So I told him what I'd do is maybe I'd just come to him tomorrow, and then I'll do the show in a hot tub, and then it'll be much easier for him to, you know, step away from a customer, come over and chat with us on the air. What do you think of that, Todd? Well, maybe not.
So drop the mic into the hot tub.
Anyway, so we'll reschedule our chat with Vince tomorrow, but he's busy making every day better for their customers. That's what they do at Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables too. They do. He told me, he said, you know what? We stopped selling hot tubs a couple of years ago. We're about making everybody's day better, because every single time you get out of a hot tub, you're better than when you got in. You're better physically. You're better emotionally. You're better, you know, with your family, relationally. With all the stress in this world, I mean, cell phones and, you know, go, 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 24/7, everything. You just get in the hot tub and everything's better. He has another little challenge. He says, try getting in a hot tub and not smiling. he said, I'll
put the microphone in with you. You should be able to.
He says, I'll bet everybody $100 you can't do it. And they have a selection of hot spring spas. Number one are the brand. That's it, right? I mean, when it comes to hot tubs these days, that's the brand. And at their Fargo Bismarck Grand Forks location, they now sell more hot spring spas than anybody in the country. So they're the number one dealer in the whole country, too, which is pretty amazing. So stop and see them. Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, 13th Avenue South, just a tish west of Spitfire, and in Grand Forks, too, on South Wash. Us former Grand Forks folks can call it that, Todd. South Wash.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know.
Hey, you looked at your Facebook in the last few minutes?
Oh,
we got
man.
Bacon brought by.
Do you think I can keep up? What did you just say?
Roger, listener, brought bacon from Colorado. Now, you have to look at the picture, though, to get full context.
Oh, my gosh.
Bacon lollipop, know. Bacon toothpaste, and bacon soap for hand and bath.
Roger, God loves you, and so do I. That's unbelievable.
Love it.
Man alive. I just hope it's Cloverdale bacon. I bet it is. Looks good.
I'll have to look at the label. I'm not sure.
Yeah, looks darn good.
I don't know if Cloverdale made toothpaste, but.
Good stuff. Oh, Ron called on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, but off the air.
Yeah, this is Ron in Bismarck, and I'm disappointed it couldn't be put on the air for the public to hear. I have tried to get an appointment with the bishop a half a dozen times in the last 3 years.
All right, well, we can't be the appointment secretary for you, Ron. Sorry about that, but the others maybe could do that for you. Out of time, so we don't get a chance to play more of that.
Sunday, right, or whatever.
Tomorrow, details on how you can win some of those Western Minnesota Steam Thrusters reunion tickets. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food stories from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.